They prey on my downfall, wish I would quit. Mind of a kid, I just keep moving on forward. I fall and I crawl, I walk and I bleed. I run to the tree with the fruits for Adam and Eve. Why take what I do not need? I do not need, I do not need, I do not need. I have a belief, my blessings is coming, you see. I work on myself, I was a shell, a fragment of outcomes.
Howdy and welcome back to the Bonanza Boys. That was Josh Hosang with Pray for My Downfall. Coming in as relevant. I'm feeling that as your host and commissioner, Manager Steele, as always, joined by my co-host, Manager Matt. How you doing?
Steele, doing pretty well. Have not had the fortune of hearing Josh Hosang's latest release. Last release I saw him do was on the Leafs, and he was never able to make it stick. So got bars of my own here. Yeah, exactly. But doing pretty well. Here we are, championship week. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I was up last night. I had one ad left, spoiler alert. Trying to figure out if I want to go goalies or a skater. I was looking at Brian Rust to maybe balance out Crosby if he went off. Looks like I probably maybe should have done that, as they've already scored 19 seconds into the fucking Rangers game. But that's all right. We'll look at the other side of our bracket in the semifinals. Going the exact same way as it did last year, Manager Mitch taking this one 7-5 over Manager Ryan. This did come down to the pretty much it. Sunday was a weird one. There was only the one game last week, Vancouver Anaheim, and Mitch definitely had the higher quality players, although Ryan did stack up four guys going. He needed the power play points to tie it and win on tiebreaker, but that was not in the cards. What do you think on Manager Ryan's team here?
Yeah, poor Ryan. I can't say poor Ryan with too much empathy. I'm just thinking about it's not that I don't feel bad for him, but he, like we've said, is Ryan is like, oh, just got a bunch of misfits, we'll see how far they can take me. I'm not really like, it wasn't really a buyer at the deadline. He did get some I would say kind of peripheral pieces with the Owen Tippett and the Mason McTavish for me. I don't know. Did he get anyone else? I guess he got
Larson from you, right?
Yes, he did get Larson from me.
He has all of his picks until round 16. So
yeah, so he didn't really do much. And we were kind of chatting about that and his, looking at the other teams who were kind of loading up, and he's like, oh, I'll get the, going for the bye, see how far he can go. But it can't be heartbreaking if he didn't kind of push all his chips in along with the Manager Mitch who was on the other side of that semifinal.
Yeah, very much so. I'm with you there. Manager Mitch did have some strong performances. As I get back here, led by Sid the Kid, that deadline acquisition, didn't really do anything up until the final game of the quarters. And then he's been pretty hot. One goal, 5 assists, 9 shots, 48 face-off wins, which is pretty nice. Kopitar and Ehlers had 3 points. JT Miller, a goal, 3 assists, 1 on the power play. Just 4 shots, which is surprising. 38 face-off wins and 12 hits. And then Lawson, I don't know. I thought he was week to week, and then all of a sudden it was day to day. Managed to pick him up. He didn't have a great first game back, but then he had 11 hits. So that is always a plus. Brady Tkachuk, another deadline, 2 goals, 2 assists, plus 4 with 11 shots, 12 hits, and 16 faceoff wins. And then Nick Schmaltz, who I think has been one of the hottest players over the last 3 weeks or something like that, I was reading. 2 goals, 4 assists, plus 3. And in net, just an average week there, so we won't mention them in the strong performers.
Yeah, big for Mitch with Brady and Crosby really contributing in the semifinals. That is pretty exciting for him. See those acquisitions pay off. But looking at Ryan's team, strong performers. Alex Barkov, 3 goals, 2 assists, plus 5, 6 shots, 20 faceoff wins, 4 hits, and a block. Michael Granlund with 2 goals and assists apiece, a power play point, only 3 shots, but did have 26 faceoff wins as well. That looks like it was in about 3 games. He's been a nice little piece for for Ryan kind of coming down the stretch here. Some good category coverage in the wasteland that is San Jose. Darnell Nurse with no points, but did have 10 shots, 11 hits, and 6 blocks. Mackenzie Weegar, 2 goals, 2 assists, plus 2, a crucial 2 power play points, although ultimately fell a bit short. 5 shots, 4 hits, and 13 blocks. Nico Hischier with a goal and 3 assists. Zach Werenski with 2 goals, 2 assists. And I guess what I would consider that to be a quiet week for Pasta with only a goal and 2 assists. Yeah. And no power play points. Ryan definitely could have used, what was it? How many games to the 25th to the 31st? Pasternak only played 3 games, but no power play points for him in that span. I mean, you would expect a number of, actually he hasn't had a power play point in like 12 games or something, 11 games. I'm not counting all those, but like a lot less power play points than I would have expected. Live on air discovery right there. I was not aware of that. And then in net, Jake Allen was the star performer for Ryan, 2 goals and 2 games started, 1 win, a 304 goals against and a 924 save percentage. And injury bug bit him there. Demko wasn't able to play this week, so that is that's another tough pill to swallow for manager Ryan.
Yeah. I guess on the weak side, we will mention the goalies just because of the games played. Hellebuck, Sorokin didn't play a single game for him last week.
That's wild.
Which is wild. I can't remember if the 24th was.
He's not playing tonight either. Monday,
but no, he's not. Yeah, so I picked up Varlamov thinking Sorokin would get the start tonight and Varlamov would start tomorrow. And I picked him up like at 1 a.m. this morning. But no, Varlamov's going tonight, so I'm hoping he gets at least Columbus then on Thursday. But yeah, Hellebuck, Jets are kind of not necessarily free fall, but stumbling here. 2 games started, no win, 3 goal against, still a 9-10 save. Charlie Lindgren, who did not capture his semi or his quarterfinal performance, 901, 394 goals against, and 1 win out of 2 starts. On the skater side, I would say the top performers did come through, but there's multiple people with just 1 point. McMichael, Tarasenko, Drouin had none, Kiki had none, Forsling and York had none, Dahlin only had 1. So not a lot of point production in this matchup, it seems. I might be eating my word because I forget what happened in mine, but 17 and 25 doesn't seem like a whole bunch.
Yeah, I'll tell you that you had more assists than you might have had more assists than, no, Mitch, I think you had 41 assists. Anyways, you had a lot of points, so I don't think you're going to be eating your words there. We'll look at Ryan's weak performers. Everyone kind of contributed a little bit, maybe outside Stamkos with only 1 goal and no other points in 3 games played. That's pretty tough for him and Pasternak to not provide any power play points. That is quite something. And Stamkos has had a decent number of power play points, or at least a decent run recently. Martin Nekash with just a goal. Hoglander with no points. McTavish with only 1 goal. Ryan Hartman, did he get suspended? Yeah, he was. Looks like Ryan missed an assist from him, but. And in net, well, Cam Talbot and UC Saros. I think Saros got torched by, destroyed. He let 6 goals in against Arizona. And he started the week with a shutout. That was last week. I'm looking at the 25th to 20th. Okay, never mind. Saros had a tough week and Talbot did as well. Talbot, 2 games started, 1 win, a 257 goals against. That's actually pretty good, but an 881 save percentage. And then Saros, 2 games started, 1 win, a 596 goals against and an 839 save percentage. So I wouldn't be surprised if that's Saros' worst week all season. It's tough timing.
Yeah, it was a bad one for sure. LA's employing the trap, much to the league's dismay, but Doughty is loving it. MVP... I think I got to go sit the kid here for the assist and face-off numbers, as well as a decent amount of shots. Are you going elsewhere?
Let's take a look here. I would say, I think Sid's a good call. Sid or Brady, I would say, but I'll give it to Mr. He did win hits, so I'll give it to Brady. We'll go split on this one. Got to give it to my old boy.
Yeah. Hopefully, future boy, maybe, perhaps.
Could be.
I don't know. Could be. Who are you targeting in that first round?
Depends on where I pick, Steele. I'm picking second. It's not Brady.
Still going McKinnon?
We'll see. It's possible. I'm not sure yet. I can't start having too many ideas until I know where I'm going to pick, I feel like.
I hear you.
But, and we've talked about this ad nauseum with the, yes, and we'll get into some, I would love to do some draft, some pre-draft coverage starting in like May, because I'm just so excited. Anyways, into the next semifinal between yours truly, Manager Steele and Team Nelly Spaghetti, and Manager Matt T and Team Stash Poppy. This was a bit of a drubbing. Steele, we all know, he goes hard for the schedule whenever he's trading for anyone in the deadline acquisition.
Yes, always be scheduled.
So this was a 10-1 win for Manager Steele versus Team Stash Poppy. And it was not particularly close. Goals by 2, hits by 6, blocks by 10, tied game started. Goaltending was actually pretty close. Both of you were pretty bad. And just the one win, but you came out on the right side of any of those close categories, except for goals against. But 10-1 doesn't really matter that much. How'd you find the matchup, and was there ever any nerves?
I would say midweek was, because Matt used his pickups relatively early. So I didn't have to worry about him adding players on the Friday and the Sunday. So that was a confidence boost, I think. And the guys came to play. Oilers had not the best first game, but, the Oilers did and Nashville did. So that helped with a nice little boost. They did well. Looking at Manager Matt's squad, I was curious with the Nick Paul pickup, because Tampa Bay only played twice last week, so I thought that was a curious choice for him. He did have 1 assist with 6 faceoff wins, 3 hits and 2 shots, but his strong performers, Matthews just had the 3 points. He did have a whopping 24 shots on goal, though.
Yeah.
I believe he had games of, yeah, he had a 9 and a 10 shot game to start off the matchups. That was pretty wild. Reinhardt, 3 points. Adam Fox with 4 points, 4 hits and 7 blocks. I think like Charlie Coyle had an 8 hit game to start the matchup, which was surprising.
Yeah. 9 hitter.
Carlson with 4 assists, Suzuki with 3 points. So there's some good performances along the way. Freddie Anderson, I was worried about him not getting a lot of starts. He did just get the win, but he got a shutout. So, seeing as Matt's other 2 goalies were below a 860 on the save percentage and above a 4 goals against, that was large.
Yeah, it wasn't a great goalie week for anyone across the semifinals.
No.
But I'll look at your team here. Strong performers, deadline acquisition, Vinny Trocheck with a goal and 5 assists, plus 7. Including going plus 6 in a game where they won 8-5, which is pretty impressive. And he had a power play point, 8 shots, 36 faceoff wins, 6 hits, and 8 blocks. Draisaitl with a goal and 5 assists as well, plus 5, 2 power play points, 6 shots, 25 faceoff wins, and 2 hits. Zach Hyman with 2 goals and an assist, plus 3 and 15 shots. Rantanen with 4 assists, plus 3 power play points, 7 shots, 15 faceoff wins, 2 hits, 2 blocks. Kucherov only with 3 points, but I think you said they only played 2 games. Pavelski with 3 points, which is, man, he finds his way into the top 50, doesn't he? It just kind of comes out of nowhere. He's just chugging along the tortoise, just plugging those stats, and he'll end up in the top 50. Bouchard with a goal and 3 assists, plus 3, 2 power play points, 5 shots, 3 hits, and 4 blocks. We were talking about him a little bit off air. Josi with a goal and 3 assists, 12 shots and 11 blocks. Forsberg, 2 goals and 4 assists. Big, he's probably your best draft pick this past the draft this past year, I would say.
Yeah, for sure.
Zaka with a goal and three assists. I was thinking about Forsberg too, and I was just like, oh, I'll wait a little bit longer. And anyways, too much stock in the pre-draft rankings. So, yeah, no one will see him. Zaka with a goal and three assists, plus four, 10 hits, which is good for him. Gensel with four assists. It's no wonder you got up to 41 assists on the week. And in net, I guess Shesterkin got won both the games he started, at a 335 goals against and a 915 save percentage. And Bennington, 2-1, 248, and a 919 save percentage. It's a lot of players in the strong performance.
The first game was Shesterkin versus Ersson. Or Ersson, I can always mess up his name. And it was a goal fest in the third. It was super. I think it was like 2-1 going into the third, and then they put up seven goals total between the two teams. It was a little the New York was so sloppy. I didn't quite get what was happening, but all's well that ends well. On the weak side for manager Matt, availability is the best thing, and Sagan was not able to come back in time to assist him. Or was he?
Games, so he did have a couple games, he must not have started him.
Yeah, it was a tough schedule, so I take that back. As we go down, Moritz Seider, pointless and a minus five. He did have the seven hits and 12 blocks, but part of his value is that he contributes everywhere. And I think Crosby just scored again, but they look like they're reviewing. As we keep on going, and then in net, he did get three starts from the Philly netminder, but a 438 goals against and 803 without any wins. Vejmelka did get one win in two starts, but had a 401 goals against and 860 save percentage. So, in this matchup, it didn't really matter, but that's all right. I'd say that's it for his big guys. Or, the guys you would expect to perform.
Yeah.
Didn't really come through.
I'm looking at the Shesterkin, the five shots and three saves at 9:21 in the first. I don't know where the game clock is on your screen.
Yeah, it's 9:21. But
oh boy, will the review hold? This could be pivotal, folks.
Honestly, it's if because I'm debating playing Bennington tonight versus Edmonton. So if Shesterkin puts up a dud, then Bennington gets the get start, and I go for game started and wins.
But
there is a true challenge happening.
Life comes at you fast.
Sure does. MVP.
Anyways, well, I got to go weak performers, don't I? Let's not get too far ahead of yourselves. Robert Thomas, just the one assist, but did put together a crazy faceoff week. 43 faceoff wins. Sam Bennett with no points and minus four. No shots either. 16 faceoff wins and six hits. Tanner Jeannot, no points and minus five. Only five hits. Who else do we have here? Probably Truba, I think, just came back, right? So
yeah, he came back for the final game,
right? So I won't give him too much flack there, and it looks like these other people were probably pickups. Kolsar, Peak, and then Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, two games started, no wins, a 640 goals against and a 774 save percentage. We were chatting about it when he was just getting torched by Ottawa.
Absolutely shelled.
In that game with a 27.22 goals against and a 556 save percentage. That's only slightly higher than our calculus marks, right, Steele?
Just a little. But oh my God, like that was tough
watch.
Oh, it was over in minutes. Like he didn't last the first.
And he's been like the best goalie in the league for.
Oh, he was so good.
He was just like a lock for 900 save percentage for like 10 games in a row. But
and he's had anyways. Some absolute stinkers in the playoffs, but fortunately hasn't cost me yet. MVP, where are you going here?
It wasn't particularly close. I think I will go with I'll go with Forsberg. I think. Give him some, show him some love.
What about you? I was looking at his way or Trocheck. I'll go with Philip. Guy's been good. Oh, and it's a good goal, and they get to go on the power play. Uh-oh. Binnington, we got music coming up.
Get ready.
Up rest. That way, I don't know if he got an assist on this one, but that's all right. I'm getting ahead of myself. I got faith in the room. Oh, there's no way that's a bad goal. They're showing the review right now. It's terrible.
Anyways, there's no way. Okay.
We will head to our third place matchup. Replay of last year. Last year, Ryan was victorious against manager Matt Poppy Stash Poppy, but will he have his revenge here? He's off to a 6-1 start. I imagine that's because he has a goalie.
Urson's already let in 2 against the Islanders, though, so yeah, it's not the most
against. Isn't something pretty to look at.
Not ideal.
But you know what? I'm always I think if Matt can secure his dues back this year without making any picks. Although, you know what? Ryan only traded 2 late rounders, so it's kind of a battle of the same philosophy on this one. Although, I don't think Ryan has given the enthusiasm needed to his guys for the win.
Yeah, I agree on that point, but I think I'm going to go with Ryan because I think his goalies will probably be better than Matt T's goalies. And Anderson might get 2 starts this week. Well, he might get 2. Anyways, I'm going to go with Ryan. We'll split the difference here. I think it'll be a close matchup. Like you said, the people who loaded up are in the finals, so maybe there's something to it.
Maybe. You know, it definitely does help. We'll see how much it hurts next year. We'll hop on to the other side of the bracket. Obviously, I'm going with yours truly. Looking to extend I think it'll be my 4th. Championship, whereas manager Mitch will be looking for his 1st. I got the better of him last year, but I have got a whopping 10.57 goals against average at as of now. So, and Crosby has a goal and an assist, so that is always a plus. Oh, at least Letang got in on one of those. But I got faith in the guys. You know what? I don't know how well manager Mitch's schedule is going to look like, but you know, this team is built for week 25. That's what I had on my championship or bust for the squad, and I got all the faith in the world.
I love the pickup of Simone Benoit. He's a hit machine lately.
Start, but
he has been scratched a few times.
But they just signed him to a contract, so I was like, they'll give him some play time.
And Edmondson's still out, I believe. So yeah. I think that is
Riley
is
back?
The,
I wasn't sure.
No, that's because Mitch has Riley, and he's still out. He's upper body day to day, will not play Monday against Florida, so he's not back. But yeah, this is going to be, I mean, it's a rematch from last year. So was Mitch a big buyer last year? I don't remember.
He had that first big trade for Shesterkin, like a month before deadline.
Where he was that Neil trading him away?
I think so. Yeah,
it must have been. Yeah.
And then I imagine he made a couple other pickups, but I can't quite recall.
Yeah, I cannot recall either. But yeah, he's got a good team. It's going to be, I mean, right now it shows him having 2 more games played than you this week, but you probably haven't set your lineups for.
No.
I would imagine that's some sort of.
That's it. Cause...
Yeah, I don't know. Do you guys not just click set at, you start well, all active
playing,
players
playing some mind games, you know,
playing some
headspace.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. Yeah, he has
that
a
is
few
my
people
biggest that... fear that I'll look at the clock, it'll be 5:02 and I didn't set my lineup, and I'm like, rawr!
I've never, why don't you, yeah, anyways, I don't think anyone, like, are you really playing mind games?
I set it every day
except for the days you don't. I wouldn't be shocked if you did not set it in finals. That would be I'd have to do a solo episode about that. Yeah. that would be very tough. Man, hard to pick here. I think it's hard to go against you and the I don't I don't think anyone puts in the effort that you do in terms of the, like I said, the playoff schedule. People, because it's so appealing to just like, I don't know if Crosby has a good playoff schedule. He might.
He does.
I guess he does. Yeah. Like,
I kept trying to fucking trade Jakes for him.
But, yeah. And he's a beast, but, and I don't know if that was on Mitch's mind. Maybe it was, maybe I'm not giving him enough credit, but, like it's easy to just go for the people. Oh, Kopitar's got four games too. So maybe he did. It's easy to just go for the people who are like, have good name recognition, but there's some people who have good playoff schedules who could be a little bit cheaper, and provide just as much, if not more value. So yeah. I
tend to sometimes swing the other way and put too much value on an extra game played versus a
good player.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do that all the time. Pick someone up, look for if I'm looking for an extra pickup during the week, I look at the daily faceoff. I'll see that four. Oh, boom. Which team is that? Okay. Who can I take? But it really is tough when you use all your ads and then you don't have same day ads. Oh. Because then you're looking and like the four games always starts on Monday and you're like, okay, so that's no value if I pick them up on Monday. It doesn't help.
Not having the same day last night, there's so many juicy goalie matchups today, like Colorado versus Columbus, San Jose versus Seattle, Islanders versus Chicago, you know, whatever. I think it's Philly, then Chicago. And nothing was confirmed except Brossoit for Winnipeg. But oh well, you win some, you lose some.
And
I think I interrupted you. I think you're about to confirm your co-host for another championship.
I will lean your way, but I think it's going to be close. I think Mitch is going to put up a good fight.
I hope so.
I'm excited. Yeah, I hope it's not a blowout one way or another, because it would be fun to see it go down to the Saturday, Sunday.
So there's lots of potential there. You know, people were asking me, Steele, would you rather play Mitch or Ryan? And, you know, it's always great to take down the rival in the big game, which I think I have yet to do against Ryan. I think I've tied him both fucking times in the playoffs and he's had tiebreak each time. But I think as a ratings perspective, I think the league is much more interested in this matchup versus a Steele-Ryan rematch.
Versus someone else who's kind of part of the Calgary boys group who can speak for those who have been lost through the playoff gauntlet. Like
the Jack Layton orange wave, you know, they're the anybody but Harper. They're going for
they're campaigning against you.
Yeah, no, lots of fun though. Been a great season. And hopefully it's a great final week.
I hope so. Good luck to you, sir. And good luck to Manager Mitch. And Ryan and Matt T in the third place. It's not without a prize, that one. Some people forget. They do get their dues for next year. So it's certainly valuable to play it through to the end.
Yeah. And you know, just a little side point. You know, we're worried about engagement. We got multiple people out of playoffs making moves.
Saw that.
Ninth and 10th place games. So
these are critical.
Not too worried about the engagement. I think this league is pretty well active. I'm 9 weeks through the prize banana. Boss Tim is away at work, so I brought my laptop in and
lovely
that throughout the day. I do want, you know, hey, spoiler alert, Danny and Drew prize banana winners through the first 9 weeks. Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah, always like to see that. But anyways, thanks for tuning in. You got any final words for them?
No, we left it on a good note.
Yes, we did. Alrighty. Well, good luck, and we'll see everybody next week.
Bye-bye.
They pray on my downfall, wish I would quit. Mind of a kid, I just keep moving on forward. I fall and I crawl, I walk and I bleed. I run to the tree with the fruits for Adam and Eve. Why take what I do not need? I do not need. I do not need. I do not need.